Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Driven in the air, left field, down the line. Hooking, that ball is going to be a fair ball. Home run, Chris Bryant with a home run.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs and Diamondbacks tonight at Wrigley Field as the two teams open up a three-game set. This is the first of six matchups between the two teams over the next 13 days. Arizona currently leading the wild card race in the National League. Tonight, the Cubs will send John Lester to the mound to face the Diamondbacks' Patrick Corbin. Tonight's lineup is out, and it looks like this. Ben Zobrist leads off and plays right field. Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo is back in the lineup. He's at first base. Wilson Contreras bats cleanup and is behind the plate. Albert Elmore Jr. in center field. Addison Russell at short. Javi Baez at second base. Ian Happ in left field. And John Lester on the mound. Manager Joe Madden told Spiegel and Parkins today that he expects a healthy Ben Zobrist to perform well the rest of the season.
Up to this point, he's had a couple of bumps and bruises, you're right. And we've also given him days off, which I thought was vital because we want to keep him frisky for the latter part of the year. This is when he normally shines. So if he's rested and healthy, he is going to perform really well coming down the home stretch.
And today, Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta reiterated his statement that the Cubs expect to remain in first place to Bernstein and Goff.
We've got Hendricks back. We've got our health for the most part with us. And if that remains to be the case, I don't see any reason we can't stay in first place.
Cubs have also officially added reliever Justin Wilson and catcher Alex Avila to the roster. Justin Grimm and Vic Caratini have been optioned to Iowa. Cubs and Diamondbacks tonight from Wrigley. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score. On the south side, the White Sox going for their third straight win. Mike Pelfrey gets the start tonight against Marcus Stroman. Good news for the Sox after an ugly scene last night. Both Yoan Moncada and Willie Garcia relatively unscathed after a scary collision in right center field. Moncada has a bruise on his knee. He did not need an MRI. He is day-to-day. Willie Garcia took the brunt of it. He suffered a concussion. He's now on the 7-day DL and in the concussion protocol. Outfielder Nicky Delmonico up from Charlotte to take Garcia's place on the roster. First pitch from G-Raid Field tonight at 7:05. The Bears have the day off today down in Bourbonnais. Elsewhere in the NFL, veteran offensive tackle Ryan Clady announced his retirement. And the Bulls have signed guard Ryan Archidiacono to a two-way contract. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Join 670 The Score, Cubs Radio, and Aguera Energy at the Wrigley Field Gold Lot Friday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for awesome giveaways, talking sports, and your chance to enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. I'm Julie DeCaro. You are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
This is what we're so passionate about. Literally, I would, if I had a perfect place to die, I would die on the field. I would be at peace. Literally, I would be at peace. And that's not a lie.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It just feels weird. It's the Bernstein and Goff show. That feels weird, too.
That's
right here
Jamal
on 670
Adams, right?
The Score. Yeah, man. 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. Our live feed brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. That is rookie safety for the New York Jets, a guy who I wanted the Bears to draft. Still, I still think he's going to be a hell of a player even after saying that. Jamal Adams out of LSU. You just heard the cut. Jamal Adams, you know, when you say that on a panel, you expect some cringing to happen. I'm sure
the
there was some
applause?
Cringing. There was some cringing probably in that room, but the applause. Play it again for him, Tanny.
This is what we're so passionate about. Literally, I would, if I had a perfect place to die, I would die on the field. I would be at peace. Literally, I would be at peace. And that's not a lie.
It was a question and answer session.
Well, a lot of other people would not be at peace if you died on the field.
Yeah, like your family. Roger Goodell, Matt Forte, and Jamal Adams were conducting a Q&A with season ticket holders. And he said, I'm all about making the game safer, but as a defensive player, I'm not a big fan of it. But I get it. But again, and I could speak for a lot of guys that play the game, we live and breathe. This is what we are so passionate about. He's a young dude just saying young dude things. I mean, you always hear these guys 7-8 years into the league, and they realize not only that this is a job, but it's a job that's killing them. This is why I love Martellus Bennett and will always love Martellus Bennett. Martellus Bennett said, oh, he tweeted, by the way, I hope all these young cats that are willing to die for the game of football find a higher purpose in life. Look, football is great, but I ain't dying for this bleep. And that's what Martellus tweeted out. And a lot of people agree with Martellus because that's the same thing to do.
But see, you know, when I read those tweets,
mm-hmm.
and I would say this to Martellus, you're already dying for it.
Yeah. But he's not excited about the death process that is occurring right now. He's not cheering on the death process. He understands this is his job. This is what he was made to do. And, you know, even though he has other interests, this is what you have to engage in. It's different. It's one thing for a 22-year-old who has never played a down of professional football to feel that way. It's one thing for a guy who has won a championship and is in his eighth or ninth year in the league and Martellus Bennett to say that thing.
Kids.
It's another thing for the commissioner of the league to say this.
The average NFL player lives 5 years longer than you, on average. So their lifespan is actually longer and healthier. And I think because of all the advancements, and including the medical care, that number is going to even increase for them.
Roger Goodell pretty much talking to every mother that's listening out there who may be thinking, you know, once or twice about putting their kid in football, that, hey, actually, football makes you live longer. Football is actually make you healthier. Yeah, physical fitness-wise, you may be healthier than the average American because that's your body is your job. You work on your body. But for him to say that...
He's also fudging the numbers about people who play X number of years in the league actually have a shorter lifespan. He's playing around with some really dangerous stuff.
Yes, and I don't know why the commissioner of the league would engage in this kind of rhetoric. I understand that he is employed by the owners, and he's supposed to promote the game and make sure that they win every time there's a CBA discussion or disagreement. But saying things like players now are doing a great job of raising their hand when they don't feel right, teammates are raising their hands, officials, coaches, we have backup plans with video. I think all of that is a part of a culture change to say, it's great to be a hard-nosed player, but you play within the rules, and you also play as safely as possible. Listen. Roger, you don't need to do this. The people that are bought into football are bought in. Everybody knows what football does to you now at this point. Ignorance can't be an excuse for any parent or any kid out there that wants to play football. You deal with the repercussions that, or the consequences that football brings you when you deal with them if you choose to engage in that sport.
Informed consent.
It's as if you're selling, like, nobody has to walk up to a crackhead and say, you know, crack ain't good for you. No, they're already bought in, and they're going to come back in 2 hours once their high wears off. Football fans are the same way. We're already bought in. As bad as I feel about seeing guys wander back to the wrong huddle after they've been quote-unquote dinged or their bell has been rung, I can't wait for 2017 to kick off.
Yeah, I was compelled to write about it on Sunday when I saw the reaction to this latest study from Dr. Ann McKee saying of the 111 brains,
110.
The 110 had CTE from the NFLers, and everybody's reacting in sort of the same weird and disingenuous ways again.
You don't have to do that.
I understand. Look, I know very smart people who are big sports fans who walked away from the NFL. They just they don't like it anymore. They can't justify it. It's something broke, mm-hmm. and it's just not fun for them anymore.
Power to them.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Although the overall data doesn't really say that's happening. If you actually look at the preponderance of data, where there were some hiccups due to the election and other things that happened as far as viewership numbers, but for the most part,
no doubt there are debates that are being held on Sundays that affected the numbers.
Right, but it's holding steady, if not increasing. So a lot of that alarmist data is purely anecdotal. But I get it, and I'm not going to begrudge you if you can't find that spot in your head where you're able to do away with the cognitive dissonance. You know, I have found a fundamentally inhumane but intellectually consistent spot. I know what I'm watching is awful, and it's the people involved are destroying themselves for my amusement, but I'm cool with that because it's not my kids. And
that's what it is. You're cool with it because when their lights go out, when the spotlight goes away from them, you won't have to take care of them.
Right.
You don't have to be around them. You're not going to be the caretaker for a Jamal Adams when he's 44 years old.
I mean, to the extent that we all as citizens will be on the hook with tax dollars for overall health care is certainly a part of that. But that I don't really think that's a material factor in any of this that's of any concern to anybody, because that's probably our responsibility anyway. And that's part of what we pay for the entertainment.
You know, yes.
That might be a little bit of tax for what they're doing for us to distract us for 3 hours or more every Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night or whenever it may be. But some of the responses here, the straw man arguments of the here comes the anti-football people, the war on football. No, it's not a war on football. It's just understanding that science can help us know what we're watching and help you know if your kid should play. I don't like the disingenuous high school coaches and some of these football hotbeds from the football culture. Well, the magic safer mouth play. Guards and the yeah. same. Well, first you have we have the highest tech equipment. It doesn't really make a damn bit of difference. And no physicist or doctor is telling you that unless they're trying to make a buck and sell you a monorail. Make you feel
the fundamentals secure. Are pretty much there so that you don't break your neck.
Yeah, there's no safe tackling. Yeah. There's no heads up. That's all been debunked. The other thing that was, and I'll, you know, I understand that David Haw is coming from a real place when he writes what he writes.
He played the game
when he played at Ball State, mm-hmm. and I know there's some genuine fear there, and I'm not going to take away some of, you know, what he's saying about waking up to, it's almost like, you know, have I been a part of it? Have I been complicit in selling the game? You know, what have I done? But, you know, come on. For everybody who says, as a sports writer, as a sportscaster, as a commentator, I feel now that I have contributed. Come on. You know what's going on. You've known this since the days of Teddy Roosevelt, that this game's awful. And if you're buying into the life lessons and the win one for the Gipper and the character building, if you bought all that BS mythos, you can't come in now and say, wait, I've had an epiphany. Football might be bad for you. No. It's, we're all grown-ups here.
Right.
And I don't think we need to retrofit the game into some kind of comfortable intellectual construct to try to make it feel okay. It's not okay. It's very much not okay. It's also unbelievably entertaining, and it feeds a visceral need for that some of us. It helps us sublimate maybe other violent tendencies that would have some other worse inclinations. It is a simulacrum of war, and these are gladiators that are hurting each other badly. It's not necessarily
the goal. The violence.
And we cheer for. Yes, let's not pretend we don't. Don't try to make the game safer. Now we got to change. Don't. If anything, change the game back. If anything, go back to what it was. And
see, I never thought of that.
I don't change the game to make it safer. Just be honest about it.
See, and that's the problem that I'm having right now, because there's a lot of fake outrage out there for various topics. But with this one, I just don't understand who you're talking to. I don't understand who you need to tell who you need to lie to about football. You don't have to lie to anybody anymore about football. You know, the same way boxing doesn't lie to you. UFC doesn't lie to you. It's in the same realm. You go out there because you are physically superior to the average human being. You know, whether you're born with that genetically or you have worked your way up to that and you have earned yourself a spot on the show. The show that is every Sunday, the show that is every Monday, the show that is every Thursday, the show that we clamor for 17 weeks of the regular season and then 4 weeks after that. We can't wait to watch the show when people are being drafted into the show. All these things go into it. You know, there's a lot of things that I partake in that if I got down to the root, I probably would feel bad about. Guess what? I am a fan of gym shoes. Guess what? I know what happens in some of these sweatshops. I'm not turning a blind eye to that, but I also still am a fan of certain things that happen as far as artistry and shoemaking and designs. These are the things that happen. You know, if you really were that person, you're going to have to live by a lot of absolutes. And I don't think you're ready to do that. So
yeah, you might want to go through your 401k and see every investment of every stock that you own in some of these large mutual funds.
Find a lot of private prisons that are in prison court.
How many gun companies have a gun manufacturers? How many private? Yeah. Find a
way. And you're still going to spend that money on that vacation when you're 60, though.
Or invest it in countries without child labor laws.
Exactly.
I mean, go.
You live by those absolutes. They're coming to bite you at some point. So with that understanding and understanding the gambling aspect to it, understanding that fantasy football is now a disease for this country. It went from being fun to people absolutely like the consternation that comes about when you're in the third week of preseason and you're like, oh my God, I got to do this again. And then you jump into it and you're like, oh yeah, I haven't talked to this guy in a while. I like ribbing this guy, I like busting this guy's balls. Like these are the things that happen around this game. You don't have to lie to anybody about football. You don't have to sit back and say, well, it's become a healthier game since last year. Okay, what did you do? You put a few more holes in the helmet so that air can compress easier. The things that happen on a football field aren't natural. That's why we love them.
And if you want to drive me away from the game, keep changing it so the product sucks.
Well, this is the thing. League, though, Dan, that can change the rules every single year and tell you, stick it, because you're going to watch.
But the product's getting worse. And that's why I say change the rules back.
I think the problem's getting worse because you don't have enough quarterbacks.
That's part of it, too. Be honest about how horrible it is. But stop trying to make it safer and let it be the entertaining product that it was when guys were cracking each other. I'm cool with that.
Just the insulting way that the NFL and the people who cover the NFL go about their business in telling you about this game. Nobody's dumb. Nobody's stupid. This is the age of everybody understanding and thinking that they have some kind of understanding of what happens out there on the field. We almost watched Johnny Knox die a few years ago. We almost watched that man die on the field.
You've been watching Luke Kuechly die slowly every week.
Come on. I mean, think about these guys who you only see because of football, whether they be guys who jump into broadcasting or some of these other things. These guys are scared of what's getting ready to happen to them as well. And they all say, I wouldn't change anything. And it's the argument or the discussion that you built that I thought was very, very provocative of how asking guys if they would change anything is kind of, you know, setting them up for failure is not the good way to go about things. Football needs to understand that. This country loves you. You don't have to lie to me anymore. It's kind of like one of those things where you got the family member who you know has a problem, whether it be, you know, alcohol abuse or drug abuse. Hey, you're still going to be loved. You don't have to lie to me about it. You know, I'm here. We are here for football. Football runs an entire day on Sunday. There's nothing on television because of this game. Roger Goodell stepping out there and saying this, and like you said, fudging the numbers, it's unnecessary. If a mother has decided that she's not going to allow her son to play football, she has already decided that. Nothing that you say is going to change that. No mom was like, you know what? Hey, Troy, I found out yesterday that Roger Goodell said that you'll live longer if you play football. So go out and play, son. Like, it's just the stupidity of it.
Smoke a pack a day while you're at it.
There's 32 billionaires who can't get out of their own way in trying to tell people that this game is safe or it's better for you than playing other games. No, it's not. I know a lot of guys who play football who have a tough time living regular lives now. Hell, we just talked to Lance Briggs a couple of years ago at that Joe Madden golf outing, and he said it right there that, yeah, he worries. And then, of course, the news comes out that Lance, you know, is having some issues. And this is a guy who's just removed from the game. This isn't 10, 12 years later, and he's talking about that. So you don't have to lie to me. Jamal Adams, you're 22 years old. You're just talking about your love of football because you haven't gone through a professional life yet. And Martellus Bennett, yes, you are out there dying. I mean, maybe not for the highest of purposes, but you don't have to lie to me about what football is. We already got it.
This segment's brought to you by Jimmy John's. Fresh, fast, and tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. Ron Darling is going to join us at 4 o'clock. I've got some good stuff for Ian Other News, some sports, some not. It's on at 5:30, and at any point, we could give away a pair of tickets to join Lynn Bramer of WXRT for the 93XRT and Supreme Lobsters Rockin' Lobster Bash on Wednesday, August 30th. That's a pretty special time. You got to be listening every minute if you want that opportunity to win. You got the Bernstein and Goff Show on the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing this morning?
If you can get a strikeout, it's a big deal in the playoffs.
You know, the game is so different in the postseason. Teams have the ability, with more days off, you know, fewer games, to really shorten up their starters and just go right to the bullpen and make it really difficult for teams.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute, fueled by Valero, clean, quality fuel. Oh, to be young and invincible and naive. To be an incoming rookie for the New York Jets with no worries about concussions, head injuries, or CTE. Jamal Adams was part of a fan forum on Monday, and he was asked about player safety and CTE. With Commissioner Roger Goodell sitting right next to him, the rookie safety joked about not liking the rules that are designed to make the game safer, and then told fans if he could pick the perfect place to die, it would be right there on the football field. As you can imagine, the reaction was swift and a bit harsh. Loved ones of players who've died with CTE accused Adams of being insensitive, and maybe he was, though not intentionally, just excited to kick off his career and realize a dream, and too young to worry about potential consequences. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taken off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renters Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore?
Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Amazing sales, customer service, and selection is the cornerstone of what we do here. Everyone at the dealership from top...
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Why do so many of the area's top realtors use the home loan expert as their preferred mortgage lender? Easy, they get it. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling the first day on the market. If you're even considering buying a home, it's time to get pre-approved today. It's never been more important to make sure you're working with a strong mortgage lender. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hi, it's David.
And Evie.
From the Little Guys Home Technology. It's been a while since you've heard from us on the score, but we wanted to let you know we have a big announcement.
The Little Guys are moving.
But before we move, we need to sell our entire display inventory at our Mokena location with huge store-wide savings.
Every type of speaker, including bookshelf, tower, in-wall, and outdoor.
Every receiver, every subwoofer, cable, headphone, projector screen, turntable, and home theater seat.
Save 10, 20, 30, even as much as 50% off from the best brands in the business, including Klipsch, PSP, SVS, NAD,
Macintosh, Sonance, Sony ES, AudioQuest, and more.
Best of all, you can trust the Little Guys to professionally install anything you buy during the moving sale.
It's the Little Guys moving sale for a very limited time at 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80. Online at thelittleguys.com or call us at 708-754-8844.
Now at the Little Guys Home Technology, save up to 50% on top performing home electronics during their moving sale going on now at the Little Guys in Mokena. The Little Guys.com. Pepe's Mexican Restaurants is celebrating 50 years of serving great Mexican cuisine. And this month only, you can get fried ice cream for just 50 cents with the purchase of any Mexican dinner entree. Pepe's fried ice cream is crunchy coated, flash fried, and topped with a cloud of whipped topping. It's the perfect summer treat, and it's muy delicioso.
Oh, 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Listen to the Spiegel and Parkin Show for your chance to win tickets to a special live in-studio Joe Madden Show on August 15th.
If you don't pitch, you really can't win with any kind of consistency. You can't get hot without good starting pitching. You just cannot.
Be a part of the Joe Madden Show on August 15th. Keep listening to the Spiegel and Parkin Show between 9 a.m. and 1 for your chance to win tickets on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Lunch presented by Texas Day Brazil on August 15th. With 16 cuts of endless meat, 50 salad items, and specialty drinks, Texas Day Brazil is a home run. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There are more concussions in child, women, girls soccer than in football at that age. The number two sport with concussions is women's soccer. But no one says, we've got to stop playing soccer. You can find all the statistics you want if you want to crucify something. Our game is great. People that say, I won't let my son play it, are fools.
Damn.
Because there are DNA tests now. I could give your kid and tell you the chances of your child having a concussion, or should they play a contact sport of any kind. So it's only $400. Go get one.
That's why their Bruce DNA Arians test? Is not a doctor or a scientist.
And I like Bruce Arians too, man.
As a coach, yeah, it's also not a concussion issue. It's a subconcussive impact accrual issue. There's more concussions in cheerleading.
Yeah, but cheerleading is a tough sport, especially these cheer teams that travel around nationwide.
Yeah, but it's the football.
All the sprained ankles and dropping on your neck and all that.
It's not the concussions. There's concussions in baseball. There's concussions in basketball. Hell, we saw, you know, Willie Garcia just suffered a bad one last night. There's
you should have got a lie. You ain't got a lie to kick it. I'm going to be here no matter what. I'm here. Third week of preseason, I'm doing my draft. First week, I can't wait for the NFL kickoff game. I'm not going to watch your whack-ass concert with a bunch of people I don't know, but I'll be watching the first game.
Someone has to explain to Bruce Arians that it really isn't an issue of concussion danger. It's an issue of the danger of repeated subconcussive head trauma due to playing of football. That's what it is. And if somebody doesn't want their kid to play, they're the furthest thing from a fool. They're a caring parent wants to understand the risks and rewards. If somebody's at the NFL level and they want to keep doing what they're doing, or if they need the game to get to college, if they need the game to change their social, their
economic,
their economic situation? Or social standing. Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything that the NFL or football could do that would make you turn away from it?
If they change the product to the point where they're not hitting each other anymore, I don't want to watch that.
I'm trying to think, how would that manifest itself, though? Like, how do you... Because they're never going to take hitting out of the game. That's what the game is. I'll never forget having this conversation with my former partner, Mac McDonald, when I brought up the fact that we watch it for the violence. He was like, no, we don't watch it for the violence.
No,
like,
we watch it for the risk. See, for me...
We watch it for the precision, the speed, and the violence, and the power.
Right. For me, it's the athletic achievement under the threat of the possibility of violence.
All right, let's continue this after the update.
There's a very, very important difference there.
Okay.
I'll explain it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Ticket, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs taking on the Diamondbacks tonight at Wrigley. Anthony Rizzo back in the lineup tonight after being hampered by a sore back over the weekend. Kyle Schwarber, though, not in the starting lineup, and manager Joe Maddon explained why to Spiegel and Parkins today.
Right now, we just have so many guys to employ on a daily basis, and you got to get them out there. You know, given a different situation or different roster, and you just threw Kyle out there, you might see that happening a lot sooner, him hitting lefties. But for right now, the way we're built, it just doesn't make sense to try to force him into that situation right now.
Northsider sending John Lester to the mound tonight to face the Diamondbacks' Patrick Corbin. Lester's won all three of his starts since the All-Star break. Cubs have officially added reliever Justin Wilson and catcher Alex Avila to the roster. Justin Grimm and Vic Caratini optioned to Iowa. Pregame with Mark Grody gets underway tonight at 6:30. On the south side, White Sox going for their third straight win as they take on Toronto again tonight. Mike Pelfrey gets the start against Marcus Stroman. Stroman's last outing was cut short when he was ejected for arguing with home plate umpire Will Little. Outfielder Willie Garcia suffered a concussion in last night's collision with Yoan Moncada in right center field. He's now on the 7-day DL and being monitored under the concussion protocol. Outfielder Nicky Delmonico came up from Charlotte to take Garcia's place on the roster. Yoan Moncada has a bruise on his knee. He did not need an MRI. He is day-to-day. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:05. The Bears have the day off today down in Bourbonnais. The Bulls announced that they have signed guard Ryan Archidiakono to a two-way contract. In college basketball, Bruce Weber gets a two-year extension from Kansas State. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow finishes up 72 points today. The NASDAQ ends the day up 14.8. The S&P up just over 6. Fresh, fast, and tasty. Jimmy John's is love at first bite. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Major League Soccer. This summer, Cristiano Ronaldo, Gareth Bale, Sergio Ramos, and Real Madrid face the best players in Major League Soccer. Don't miss the MLS All-Star Game, presented by Target, live on August 2nd at Soldier Field. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, so we need to be very clear when you talk about watching the game for the violence. Nobody wants to see people get hurt.
No, but the impacts are special.
The impacts can hit you at that level.
A little something.
It's just like we say that the real fans of auto racing don't want to watch them racing at 42 miles an hour. If they don't want to see a crash, but it is knowing that there could be a crash that elevates the athleticism, that elevates the achievement. For me, to watch an NFL player make a catch in a small space, mm-hmm. understanding where that safety is, what could happen.
The precision of it.
The athleticism and the precision. It's why I don't like watching some of the games in the slop, in the rain.
Or college football, sometimes.
College special teams, like you always tweet. I want games played in domes with good footing and perfect conditions and good weather so I can see what I'm there for.
Right.
You know, I don't want to watch basketball played outside either, right. because I want to see them doing incredible athletic things with the potential, knowing the dangers of knowing what they could be exposing their body to. Like to me in hockey, for example, when you see somebody in the deep slot who is ready to redirect a 110-mile-an-hour slap shot from the point
with
the blade of their stick and the possibility that as it's happening, there is somebody going to take his head off.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the achievement.
The degree of difficulty and the precision of it. Yeah, I got you.
The physicality, whatever. And I mentioned this before, that being on the field for practices back in the day, and when you saw
it's a different game.
When everybody's 330 pounds across that line on both sides, and they are the
goal
the
line,
sound,
goal
the
line in training camp is still one of the highlights of training camp.
Oh, man.
Because you got 11 dudes who are trying to kill the other 11 dudes.
There's an animal
thing. What you're doing, who's better right
yes,
now.
Yes, there is an animal thing in there. And to me, it isn't, I'm not tuning in to see violence, but I am tuning in to see special, physical, athletic achievement under these dangers and under those pressures of knowing the physics of everything involved. And watching a guy in the fourth quarter who's on his 22nd carry, who's still throwing somebody off of him as
getting better as the game goes along.
Yeah, those kind of things.
I got you.
What I mean?
And there are kids today who are 7 to 12 years old who've never seen a bob block, a back-on-backer with a real fullback when you knew that William Henderson or Lorenzo Neal or Corey Schlesinger was coming through and the only job he had was to kill and seal that outside linebacker so the running back can get through off-tackle play or even if there was a dive. I mean, those are the things that have been removed from the game. And I think fullbacks have been removed from the game because, you know, you can use that person or that player on the field in a pass catching, you know, facility instead of just, you know, having a guy out there to block. But those are some of the things that I grew up with watching as a kid. And it was like, yo, this is why that, like you said, that primal instinct, you know, like kind of jumps up in you. I never could have been able to perform those things. Hell, I played high school football to the sophomore level and realized that I was too small and not good enough. And all those things came into play because at Evanston Township in the late 90s, you had some kick-ass football teams. But being a fan of the game for that long and understanding, having seen things that have changed from then and the football that is being displayed now, I don't know what I would do if football was taken away. I don't know what I would do if basketball was taken away. And football is my favorite sport because of, like you said, those things. I remember when Chris Carter was the guy that was dotting the I's so much on the sidelines. Now you've got third wide receivers in the game, fourth guys who can do that. You've got guys who are jump balling it with, you know, at 5'8", 5'9", you know, kind of
slot guys,
erasing the fact that, okay, there's a big, there's a 6'2 receiver out there and you're 5'9", you shouldn't be able to go up top with them. And if you got Steve Smith, a guy who's one of the smaller guys on the field, who's been a savage for all those years. Those are the things that I like watching. And as you said, if they take certain things out of the game, trying to lie to you, that's the problem.
The lie is
being continued on the field, and then you affect the product when you don't have to lie to me. I'm cool with the product as it is. You want to play football? This is what's going to happen to
don't
you.
Don't change the game. Change the truth. Kevin in North Aurora, you're on the score.
Dan, I think you're absolutely correct with the level of risk-taking. And as I was waiting, I was thinking about, you know, people go to a circus to watch the high wire act, right? They're not interested in the guy being able to walk across a wire 4 feet off the ground.
Right, there's a reason it's a lion tamer and not a squirrel tamer.
Yeah, and the lion's got real teeth in his mouth, right? Because there's the potential that something could, you know, go wrong. But, you know, my son played both rugby and football, and he really liked rugby. There was not as many injuries in rugby, and it's still fast, it's still powerful, it's still strategic, and
crazy men play rugby, man. That is
no rugby. It's a great sport.
I love watching.
It's a great sport.
It's a terrific sport.
I have been told, and maybe the people telling me that coach rugby are wrong, they're just promoting the sport, but I've been told that there are far fewer concussions in rugby because of the style of play and the style of tackling. A rugby tackle is very different than a football tackle.
That's a shirt tackle.
Yeah, and you don't use your head because there's nothing covering it.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of backyard football when you were a kid. You know, you're not going to put your head down and wipe someone out because you're going to wipe yourself out. You approach it around the waist and you roll and bring someone down over your hip.
Yeah, you've got a weapon on your head.
And again, Kevin, I don't want to distract. It isn't an issue of concussions. It's an issue of endemic head contact.
Right.
And rugby doesn't have that. You've got concussions. You know, you've got guys falling down and stepping on each other, and you've got, you know, stops and starts and decelerations, but you don't have the click, 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 click of the head.
This from the 319, for me, it isn't the threat of having your head ripped off. It's just the precision of the athletic execution. And I think the next generation on down agrees with me. It's ODB snag versus Dallas, not the 80s, 90s fan craving of brutality.
No, but it's not one or the other. That's right.
It's all in the same pot.
Right. it's Odell Beckham doing that and still having the possibility that while laying out to do that, there is a somebody safety coming perpendicular to him. That's what makes it great.
Or the fact that pass can get off because a running back picked up a blitz.
Yes.
Like there are a few things that get me going, and Nicole always like, what are you talking about? The ball is down the screen. I'm like, no. We got to rewind this because we have to see that this dude who is 5'7 and 210 pounds just picked up an outside linebacker who's 270 pounds and stood his ass up.
You can find a highlight film of Warrick Dunn, who is my size.
Yeah.
And that guy just understood leverage. Remember when he just stiffed Urlacher?
Who killed? Was it Sean Merriman? I think it was a little guy that just absolutely obliterated Sean Merriman from the San Diego Chargers when he was in this heyday of the lights out dance and all that. It wasn't Maurice Jones-Drew. It was some. I don't think it was a no name guy.
Somebody stood him up.
Yeah, some small dude. And I'm sitting there like, yo, this is what it is. No matter the metaphors that everyone looks for in football, like the metaphors for life and all those things. There is nothing like a running back who understands that. Listen, I'm not going to get a stat on this play. I'm not going to get the ball, but this guy is coming to kill my quarterback, and I got to stand in here and take the brunt of the punishment.
When an injured Jim McMahon came off the bench on a Thursday night at the Metrodome in the famous game in 85, when he threw the three touchdown passes, the first one that he threw to Silky D, watch Walter Payton's block. You should check it out. Watch, and it's, he just got there in time. But the whole legend, I mean, the whole 85 thing, that whole game, if Walter doesn't realize
things change,
oh crap,
yeah.
I better get in front of this guy and slows him up. I mean, that you talk about these athletic plays, McMahon would have been on his ass in 2 seconds. And that ball's probably getting run back the other direction, and a whole bunch of narratives change.
A lot of people are texting in that it was Maurice Jones-Drew that stood up Sean Merriman. back in the day.
This is from Bill on Capitol Hill. Appreciate the conversation about football and death, and I can appreciate your position. The difficulty is you're not arguing against people like me who have followed their consciences out of the game. Mm. You're arguing against the owners. And it may well be true that a declining fandom is just anecdotal, but we've lived to see the rising millennial generation kill off strip malls, cul-de-sac suburbs, and franchise food chains. If anyone can turn on the big public, it's the tomato-faced plutocrats and their scrotal commissioner behind the shield. And this is a thought here from Anthony. And
leave it up to the millennials to take football out?
This is Dr. Anthony here, who is an assistant professor at a very well-regarded university. And he says, as a longtime football fan who's been pondering walking away from watching the sport because of the incredible dangers, I can appreciate both of you talking honestly about the dangers of football. But as someone who's also an expert in the study of public opinion, I can say from looking closely at this issue that most Americans don't look at the game the same way you do. Recent national surveys on public opinion of football show that most Americans say they still would consider or let their kids play football. Most say they believe the sport can be made safer by changing the rules and updating concussion protocols. Most simply haven't paid close enough attention to the dangers involved in regular subconcussive blows and the fact that the sport itself is dangerous. Most Americans are simply willfully ignorant because they enjoy the sport. They want to believe it can be made safe. I think this is slowly changing, but as with other dangers such as cigarettes, history shows it takes years and even decades for the public to really come around to various public health dangers.
And we built this conversation from the top of the hour off of the comments that Roger Goodell made yesterday in the Q&A with fans and season ticket holders in New York when he said this.
The average NFL player lives 5 years longer than you, on average. So their lifespan is actually longer and healthier. And I think because of all the advancements, and including the medical care, that number is going to even increase for them.
I just don't know who he...
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
So what is he doing? I just don't know who he feels he needs to lie to. Like, who are you talking to?
It's just the default setting.
Yeah, but you don't even... Like, if I'm the owners, why are we even bringing this up anymore? You work for me. Why'd you bring that up?
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Talking baseball with Ron Darling after the top of the hour on The Score.
The Score is live from Bourbonnais, covering Bears training camp.
Kyle Long. You know, I love Jay Cutler. He was my quarterback for a long time. But, you know, we have Mike and Mitch and Mark and Connor, so things are looking up.
Leonard Floyd.
It's like we were real closer than we was last year.
Zach Miller.
Mitch coming in, a young talent, and hopefully he can sit back and learn a thing or two.
Bears camp coverage on The Score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And DieHard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever DieHard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers at a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. And the best part? it costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get 4 lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm showing Jay the video from 1985 of Walter Payton just getting enough of the on-rushing linebacker to allow that
pass. Yeah, because the linebacker's outstretched hand was like right there getting ready to tip the ball.
He just got enough, and they didn't even... They didn't even disguise that blitz either.
Yeah. A-gap. Here we come. I remember I was about to say the old school Lovie Smith Bears, like some kind of old head. But I remember every time Lance and Brian would come into that A-gap and like... And
a three technique. It's something... It's a newer...
What are you doing? What are you doing, Tanny? Huh? Are you here to just... Are you here to make me cringe on less moments like that? I remember the A-gap blitzes where it was like, nah, they're not going to blitz. They're never going to blitz. They never do that. Brian and Lance, they never shoot the A-gap. They're going to back off and drop into coverage
they're
like they always did.
They're just mugging the A-gap.
Yeah! Brian was never really a good blitzer anyway, though.
The worst.
Is
he the worst blitzer of any certain Hall of Fame linebacker?
Aw, damn. No, now I gotta go back.
He was really bad. A couple times he'd get there, but he'd take like these question mark, like these curly Q routes, or eventually he's just running as fast
Brian
as he could.
Brian didn't have a whole bunch of like marquee moment highlight hits either. Like all of Brian's plays were chasing you down and dragging
the
down
Clinton
and running.
Portis, when they concussed each other.
I don't remember that one.
Well, either it's Brian or Clinton.
I do remember, I think, in Brian's most athletic, like the athletic achievement game, that Atlanta Falcons Chicago Bears game at the Georgia Dome when Brian Urlacher chased down Michael Vick and spied him the entire game, and Mike was like, "All right, man, I'm through my second read now. You got to let me run at
he
some
did
point."
He did it again at Soldier Field in the Rex Grossman return game when it was like 10 degrees. Do you remember that?
Falcons Bears.
It was the one.
I remember the George Dome one with the picture. Remember the picture that was on the front page, the back page, I should say, that day, that Monday, where it looked like he was like doing the what-ta?
Seeing those Bears era teams play in a dome on turf where they could just show it was a rare treat.
Crazy. The Arizona game. I mean, they were, you know, all of a sudden they just took
that
every.
Was the Peanut Tillman and Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, it took the life out of them. And then you had the old Jerome Bettis. Step on your face and your neck and your chest as I go to the end zone, even though I'm old and bad. That's like when you see Batman getting beat up in the Dark Knight Rises by Bane. When you saw Brian Urlacher get run over and you're like, oh man, that kind of sucked. Is he going to be bad now? Like, did you just kill my superhero?
Well, there was also when Tom Brady juked him.
Yeah, in the open field,
and he's coming right at him. It's like one of the least athletic quarterbacks of all time. Like,
yeah. Do you think we? Yank. You think we appreciated Brian Urlacher's career?
I certainly did. I sure because
there were a lot of fans his first 4 or 5 years that wanted him to be that old school linebacker. Yeah,
like, you remember how long it took them to find the right position?
Because he was outside linebacker for a little
bit. Strong side, weak side, and then he happened to be in a defense he never liked playing.
Right.
Look, it's hard to be. He's the greatest of all time at running backwards to a landmark and exploding forward.
The greatest cover two middle linebacker of all time, and that's saying something too. Because there's been some damn good ones.
No doubt. I mean, because we know that if for weak side backer, you had Derek Brooks. You know, Lance is up there as far as weak side backers in this particular defense for that doing that job. And as far as the Mike backer just buzzing straight back, finding his landmark, and then being an absolute aimed guided missile. It was like pulling a trigger.
These last 6 years have definitely made me appreciate the Lovie Smith era in terms of understanding what your team was going to be. Like, we bitched about it. We were like, no, we want them to score points. But you knew that they were going to take the ball away and play pretty damn good defense and special teams. And now, last 5 or 6 years, we've been in the wasteland of Bears football of not knowing from week to week what they were good at.
We are in the wilderness.
Yeah, it's tough.
And now, as Zach Zaidman told us yesterday, they have to literally tell Kevin White he's good.
Man. That Pro Football Talk piece, that headline is just jarring, where it's like the Bears are reminding Kevin White that he's good at football.
Well, he's not playing like he thinks he's good. You know, Zach discussed it at length yesterday.
Maybe if he can't run, maybe that's what it is. You know, sometimes you take a kid's superpowers away from him, you never got a chance to see him. Like, I go back to that West Virginia-Alabama game. Against Alabama, he was the best athlete on the field. Like, bar none. Like, it reminded me of the athletic dominance of Khalil Mack. The first time I saw Khalil Mack play Ohio State, the Buffalo-Ohio State game, where you got nothing but first-rounders across the field from you. On that sideline, wearing their Buckeye helmets.
Yeah, Von Miller had a couple of those
everyone's
games.
Ass. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But this is a Buffalo kid. This is a kid who went to Buffalo and is killing everybody on Ohio State. You're like, yo, no matter who he played for, that's going to be the real deal in the NFL. You saw what Kevin White did in that
you kick. Love, okay.
It kicked the season off, too.
This is like the
it's my Carmelo Anthony love. It's like I get attached to people, and no matter what they do in their career, I'm going to be by their side.
Who's the Temple kid, the linebacker?
Hassan Reddick. Yeah. Come on.
You've got a type.
Yes. If you show me one, it's like, why did you have to go to this school? Like, what happened in your life that made you go to this school? And two, if you dominate when there's no
talent
around you.
That's sort of like your theory about the pretty woman with a bad job.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, like, why are you still here? Exactly. Did something not go right? You're smart. You're pretty. You're beautiful. You must be. It's the Halle Berry theory. Halle Berry has had enough men call her crazy over the years that I don't care how pretty you are. If enough men have called you crazy, you might just be crazy. No? You know? Mm-hmm. Like the last four people who have dated Halle Berry, I'm like, man, beautiful girl, you know, awesome actress, crazy. Just stamp on it, crazy. You don't have to tell me twice.
Now, Sonny, you just stamp your phone.
not Halle and Shawshank.
Crazy.
No. Yes. If you're crazy, you're crazy. But I go back to that West Virginia-Alabama game, man, and there's a lot of first-round picks that he was kicking the crap out of. And now, you know, a couple of injuries later, one that they lied to us with, he's a shell of his former self. And we didn't even get a chance to see his former self on the pro level.
This segment has been brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's coolest sleep sale ever. Get the latest in cooling mattress technology like the Serta iComfort Temp Touch, only $37 a month, only at Mattress Firm. We're going to talk baseball with Ron Darling in just moments on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I'm not a Sox fan. But
no, but you are, however, qualifying quickly for my class of morons.
You are an idiot. I think you're on something.
On something?
Yeah.
Like what?
What do I sound like I'm on, Bill?
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
You know, you guys are never wrong about anything.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago.
I'll tell you a story about my girl, Amy Kite, from Keller Williams Infinity. She's a top performing realtor in Chicagoland. Christine and Kevin listed with another agent in 2015, and they got exactly what they listed with. Nothing. They kept the home and decided to try it again. This time, they called Amy Kite, and the home was under contract in only 8 days. That's the Amy Kite difference. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. And with Amy Kite, not only are her fees flexible, but you will actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call her right now at 847-877-9881 or go online at AmyWillSellYourHome.com and start packing.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hills Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hills Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hills Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hills Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago.